The Pritzker Prize fashions itself as architecture's Nobel. This year it goes to an American for the first time in 14 years, Thomas Main, who is based in Santa Monica, California. He and his firm Morphosis have designed buildings around the world and recently won commissions for the planned Olympic Village in New York and the State Capitol building in Alaska. Edward Lifson reports.
Buildings by Tom Main use non-traditional forms and materials, including angular folding planes of perforated metal. He fills his ambiguous spaces with natural light. In some of his projects, the elevators don't stop at every floor to save energy and encourage walking and chance encounters. Tom Main is a product of the anti-establishment 1960s. He went through many years when he didn't build much. Now he does, but he's still a rebel. And so to be awarded the Pritzker Prize,
it means a lot. It's validating for a person that's lived a somewhat outsider life.
Main says architecture should be tough, not neutral. So he hasn't always been a public favorite. But within the profession, he's respected so much that when Chicago Architecture Foundation curator Ned Kramer heard that Main will get this year's Pritzker, he almost fell off his chair applauding.
That's brilliant. Okay, cool. Oh my God, you totally made my day.
Even when Main designs for the U.S. government, he's not afraid to use abstract forms. Ned Kramer likes the architect's building in Maryland for the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, which is meant to hold many large satellite dishes.
Rather than trying to hide that fact or create a sort of traditional-looking government building that happens to have all of these satellite dishes on the roof, instead he said, hey, this is about looking forward. It's about exploration and time and space, the unknown, the scientific. The building really does look like something that could be a set for, you know, a model for Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Main's California Transportation headquarters in L.A. looks like a fetishized freeway with glistening metal skin, signage like billboard advertising. And at the same time, it's an ode to the city's indoor-outdoor life with an open-air lobby and natural ventilation. And it's an ode to motion with streaking bands of red and blue lights. At night, they shimmer. It's a building that Pritzker juror Karen Stein particularly likes. She's an editorial director at Fiden Press, and she says his buildings remind her of him.
There's no meekness to it. There's no kind of walking by it without paying attention. Architecture for him is a contact sport.
As a younger architect, Tom Main had famous quarrels with clients, and he was known as the bad boy of L.A. architecture. But he says even the recognition that the Pritzker brings will not necessarily mean that his work will be more understood by the public.
No. I don't think I probably do work that's kind of understood at that popular level. So is my work more palpable to a larger group of people? I'm not sure. Is it accepted to some degree? I want to say I hope so. I'm not really sure I care. That's not true. I guess I do care.
Tom Main, the 2005 Pritzker Architecture Prize laureate. He'll pick up the $100,000 check and a medallion at a ceremony at the end of May in Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson in Chicago.